When did you get the news that the, you know, the deal was going to be done here?
We had talk about it early on today. Jimmy, my agent, Jimmy Sexton, was calling me early on today. He was like, hey, keep your phone on you. We might get this thing done today. So I was like, all right. He was like, even in pregame warm-ups, take your phone out there. You know, he was like, we don't know when it's going to get done. We know, and when I really figured out and knew for sure it was done when Mr. Blank got here and he came on the field and he gave me a big hug and he was like, hey, congratulations. And, you know, he said, I'm very proud of you, very proud of the way you handled this. And I talked to TD as well, Thomas Dimitroff, Dan Quinn, all those guys early on. And they were just very excited, like, the way I handled it and, you know, keeping the team first.
How tough was that? I mean, we saw other guys, you know, spout off and talk about, you know, what they felt was, you know, due them and so forth. How difficult was it to not go down that road?
It wasn't difficult at all for me. It's just my makeup, you know, the way I was raised, I guess. I just left it in God's hands. You know, I talked to my mom every day about it. She was just like, hey, just pray about it. You know, just come up and show up to work every day, you know, and just let God take care of it. And, you know, that's what I did.
You never had any doubts? I mean, you feel in your heart that was going
to
happen?
I didn't have any doubt in my mind, you know, that we was going to get it done. If it wasn't this year, next year, we was going to get a deal done. Like I said early on, I wanted to be a Falcon for the rest of my career, you know, and Mr. Blank let it be known that he wanted me here as well, you know, and we came to an agreement today, and here I am.
How do you feel? How'd the offense do today? I know y'all trying to get the running game going. It looks like still some work out there. How y'all going to try to put this together here?
Everybody. It starts with everybody, myself included. The O-line, tight ends, receivers, running backs, everybody. You know, we just got to do our part and just go out there and execute. Today, you know, we got off to a slow start. You know, I think just as a team, as a whole. But, I mean, it comes with it, you know. You can't really focus on early on starting out slow and then the remainder of the game be slow. It's all about how you finish.
Did you,
Roddy here, y'all talk to him? How's he doing with his elbow? He's been coming to meetings. Roddy's good, you know. I guess he's doing treatment. I don't know what he's doing, but you know, I can't speak on Rod.
How do y'all? I know in the past y'all never even put, y'all didn't even come out in the last game, but still y'all got this quick turnaround and then the games get to be for real here.
Yes, sir.
How do you approach that here in the next couple weeks here?
Next week, I approach practice, game, the same way every week, you know, so I'm not up and down. Every practice, all I got, and the same thing for the game, you know, so the game is not like, well, I got to go out here and turn it on. It's already on.
And just back to the contract, is there a sense of relief that it is done? I mean, I know how you approach it and stuff, but, I mean, has it hit you yet? And, I mean, is it a car you're going to get or, you know?
No, it's nothing. Like, I mean, you know, I really appreciate, you know, the opportunity that the Atlanta Falcons have given me, just being here for the next 5 years. But it's nothing like I need to go buy or anything else like that. You know, I still want to go play football and win games.
Yeah,